Welcome, welcome. Welcome to this Monday night conference call. My name is James Niederland. I am both your host and presenter for this particular call. In the future, we might have guest presenters. Mary Beth and I have planned a series of calls. At this time, I think that we will do them at this time, Monday night, 7:30 for now, maybe for the next few weeks. So put it in your calendars. If you are unable to make the call, you don't have to be concerned. The call will be recorded. I may or may not open up the call to other folks in my organization to give it more people and more energy. However, I do like the intimate nature of this call. When we have just a few people on the call, for example, right now we do not have to mute ourselves. Though if you, I am able to mute you from here, I think, or unmute you. And I think the Mary Beth, do you know you muted yourself the last time? What was the mute control on the conference call? Was it star six? Is that it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay, so if you hit star six, you'll be using the conference call software to mute yourself. It's supposed to unmute, I think, with the same thing, star six, but I'm not sure that worked for Mary Beth the last time.
Yeah, it did not.
It did not. So what I encourage you to do, I always do this when I'm on a conference call and I'm supposed to mute myself, is I use the telephone's mute button if it has it. That gives me a little more control. I like doing that better. And the idea is if you have dogs in the background or something,
sorry,
that you mute yourself.
Sorry.
I know. And there's other things, dogs, babies, et cetera, that when you add it up to a lot of people, it can make the call unmanageable. So if you're not speaking, I do encourage you to mute yourself unless there's no noise in the background. But sometimes we're not aware of the noise, so you can mute yourself, but then you want to be able to unmute yourself so you can ask questions. And there will be plenty of time for Q&A. Also, because we have a relatively small call tonight, it's very manageable if you have questions as we go along. So I may pause during points in the call to offer you the opportunity to ask questions. The theme for tonight's call is what it takes to become an executive, what it takes to begin with Young Living. Your first goal with Young Living is to become an executive distributor. If you don't know, is there anybody here who does not know what being an executive distributor is with Young Living?
I
okay,
probably
so
don't.
You all, who's that? Who asked the question?
Pam. It's Pam, and I probably don't know what it is.
Okay, Pam. So, again, this is your goal if you intend to distribute Young Living products and to develop an income stream with Young Living. If your goal is simply to use the products and enjoy the products and maybe share them with a person or two, then there is no achievement goal with Young Living. But if you intend to actually distribute the products and to develop an income stream, then there are certain milestones that you want to reach to expand your income. An executive would be the first, I would say, what you would all want to aim for initially, and then to become a silver beyond that. But initially, you want to become an executive distributor. So I will encourage you all to read the compensation plan. We will have at some point a conference call, more likely a webinar on the compensation plan. I'm going to get some webinar software and do that because that would need to be visual. Before that happens, I will want you all to read and study the compensation plan a little bit so that you will know what I'm talking about and have intelligent questions about it. Most of you all have worked for someone else, I would assume, at one point in time in your life. I know I did, and I always was very aware how I got paid. How I got paid was generally usually very simple. Either I got paid a flat salary or I was paid by the hour. So I knew how many hours I worked, how much I was owed, and if I got paid overtime, like time and a half or double time on Sundays, I knew how it was added up, so I knew if my paycheck was right. With Young Living, I know how I get paid also. However, it's a little more complicated than just multiplying 40 times my hourly rate to figure it out. I have to know. I would never be able to figure out exactly what I'm owed. I can approximate it knowing how I get paid, but I need some serious software to do that. And Young Living has some serious software to calculate how we're paid. However, it's good to know how you're paid in order to get the most for the efforts you're putting into this. And that's why it's a good idea to understand the compensation plan a little bit, so you will be putting your efforts into this in a way that will maximize your benefit. I'm always into achieving the most with the least amount of effort. Like the great sage, the old boy, Lao Tzu, said, "Do nothing, yet nothing is left undone." And he was talking about tapping into universal energy or God energy so that that can manifest it for you and you will not have to do much in order for things to happen. I know many folks who do a lot and it's like they're a hamster running on a wheel. And they're running, and they don't get very far. And I'm sure you all know people like that. What my intention for all of you is that you will be just coasting and flowing and attracting a whole lot of abundance into your life. So becoming an executive is very simple. What it means is that you your entire group volume, that means what you purchase plus what everybody who you've enrolled purchases equals $5,000. Okay? When that is the total, or 5,000 PV, personal volume. And if you don't know what PV is, that is something, again, that you want to refer to the compensation plan and look at. But mostly for all of you, the PV for 95% of the products is the same as the dollar price for the product. Some of us are talking about expanding into Norway and Colombia. And when Young Living does international stuff, the currency exchange is different. So the PV is different than the dollar value. But in the United States, it's simple for us. The PV is the same as the dollar value. There are a few products where the PV is less than the dollar value, but that's just a handful. It's the starter kits and the or the enrollment kits, as they're called, or start living kits. That's what they're called, and the diffusers, and a couple of the oils. But 95 or more percent of the products have the same PV as what you're paying as distributors for them. So when you have $5,000 PV, including your own purchase, and you have to have 100 PV, you have to have ordered $100 worth of stuff in order to qualify as an executive. So for all of you intending to do the business, the very first thing that I want you to do is to be on a $100 auto ship. And I haven't looked, but I'm sure you all are, but that's a must. And anybody you are training to do the business, the very first thing that I tell people when they, their first assignment, when they come to me and say they want coaching to be a distributor, is $100 auto ship. So that's the very basic first thing they do. If they do not want to be on a $100 auto ship, I tell them that's fine. I will coach them on using the products and provide support that way, but I am not going to coach them on being a distributor because that's step number one. Why? Because your first goal is to be an executive, and you have to have $100 in purchases to be an executive. And number two, to maximize your income and the different bonuses we have, you must be on $100 auto ship. So if you're serious about tracking an income stream. That's the very first step. Any questions at this point from anybody? Okay. So in order to be an executive, I'm going to assume that none of you want to make $5,000 purchases each month yourself. So,
hey, Jane, can you hear me?
Yes. I hear
okay,
you very
I
well.
Okay, I do have a question. Sorry, I muted myself.
Yes, Joy, that's fine.
Back on. I tried to get myself on an automatic 100 GB auto ship, and they said there was no such thing, that I just had to automatically do a 100 PV shipment out every month. Is that your take on it?
What?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, not
because,
well, in order, okay. I think I can answer the question. Right now, Young Living has two tiers of auto ship. The minimum auto ship is 50 PV. So
correct.
The auto ship will let you, or the ascent, we call it, and by the way, languaging is very important. So when I talk to people about this, I always call it essential rewards or essential reward auto ship. Auto ship sounds kind of threatening. People don't really want to be on an automatic shipment, but they like the idea of rewards and essential rewards. So languaging is very important. So this is not an auto ship. It's an essential rewards order or an essential rewards auto ship order. Now, because now Young Living has two tiers, and it's unless I think before the change of the year, this is going to be changed. That's my belief. It's my intention and belief. And from having talked to the Young Living corporate people, I think they're reconsidering and they're going to end up having just one auto ship. So it's either going to be 50 or 100, but not two auto ships. But right now, you can complete an essential reward auto ship order for 50 or more PV. So it's your responsibility to ensure that it's 100 PV.
Correct.
Does that answer your question?
Yes. There's just basically no form that you have to fill out that says, you know, you're on a 100 auto ship, 100 PV auto ship.
That's correct. It's just
okay.
Going.
It's my responsibility to make sure I'm at 100 PV.
That's correct. And that also involves looking at it after it goes through, because
correct.
Sometimes the product that you put in there, if it's just a little bit over 100 PV, let's say exactly 100 PV or a little bit more, one of those products, by the time your essential reward auto ship order rolls around, is out of stock. And now it dipped under 100 PV.
Right.
By no responsibility of your own, but as leaders and as folks that intend to do this as a business, one has to pay attention and look at what's happening in the downline viewer and ensure that indeed the auto ship essential reward auto ship order that went through is a $100 PV order. And if it's not, call Young Living customer service and get it adjusted.
Right.
By the way, when you all become an executive, you have you've reached an achievement level that warrants Young Living giving you, in essence, a personal secretary. You will no longer be talking to what I call regular customer service. You talk to the leadership team, they have their own number, and they provide a higher level of service than the customer service folks. So that is something that you've earned once you become an executive, and it is a very excellent thing to have earned. You'll get a lot more support that way. So, okay, so let's see where we are. Auto ships. Now, I have a document that I'm going to put up on my website. I've never put it up there. I just have it in an email format that details the advantages of auto ship. There is something on my website that has that. And what I'm going to do after this call is in the email that I send you about the conference call, there will be a page on my website with handouts that I want you to look at from this call, and that will be up there as well. So those will be things for you to study from this call at your leisure. Okay, so in order to become an executive, the first thing, or to begin with Young Living, get yourself on a $100 Essential Rewards order. Essential Reward orders are flexible, meaning you can change what's in them every month. For the first 6 months you're on them, you get a 10% product credit. You can cash them in at you save them up and cash them in for free product over time. After 6 months, it becomes a 15% product credit. After a year, it becomes a 20% product credit. So you earn quite a bit in free product over time, and also you have reduced shipping. So on a product level, it makes sense to be on AutoShip. Also, and that's why it's called Essential Rewards, because you get these reward points. But also from a distributor's point of view, you will qualify for the team performance bonus. We're not going to go into the details of that bonus now. That'll be for the compensation plan conference call. And you also qualify for the matching bonus. So I will teach you about that in a future call. But those are the things you qualify for, and that's why your intent is to develop an income stream with this. It's a must that you're on this $100 Essential Award order. Now, next thing you need to do to reach $5,000 in volume is to enroll a lot of people. That's a must, because if you think about it, if everybody that you enroll gets places a $100 Essential Reward order, or even if they're not on Essential Rewards, but they place a $100 order, that would take 50 people ordering $100 a month. So do any of you have 50 people? I know Mary Beth does, and she's far and away beyond being an executive, and I haven't looked at all of your statistics now to see if any of you have 50 people, but I am not sure that any of you on the call have enrolled 50 people. So your goal to become an executive is really you need, because not all 50 people will order something every month in the real world. In an ideal world, you'll have 50 people, and they're all enrolling people, and they're all on a $100 Essential Reward order. But in the real world, that isn't the case. I myself generally have about 25% of the people in my entire organization order every month. If I look at Mary Beth's entire organization, she probably has a pretty high percentage, actually, because you guys are doing great. So Mary Beth brings my statistics up. Her activity rate, even so far this month, and the month hasn't ended, is 35%. So you guys in West Virginia, you are actually one of my most thriving teams, and I am so blessed to have you as part of my organization. You're really the best, and so I'm very grateful to have you all as part of creating wellness, purpose, and abundance for the world, is really spreading Young Living's mission to all corners of the world at this point. So, but even with that, and I look at last month, the complete month, your organization, if I look at it with Mary Beth, it was less than the 35%. It was under 35%, but over 30%. So in the best of all worlds, you'll have about a third of the people ordering every month. So looking at that, you probably need 150 to, and they don't all order $100. They may average about that, but you'll need 100 to 200 people, maybe 150 to 200 people in your organization to reasonably assure that you will be an executive every month. Mary Beth, who is far and away beyond being an executive at this point, she has quite a bit of volume, has 305 people in her organization. So that's the entire West Virginia team, plus the people that are outside of West Virginia that are part of it. So in order to do that, you have to introduce Young Living to a lot of people. Your first step, of course, is to make your warm list. That's everybody you know, not just the people you're friends with. It could be the person who pumps your gas. It could be your dentist. It could be your chiropractor. I thought that might be Mary Beth. But just everybody you know. And because you all live in an area that is relatively – there aren't a whole lot of people that live there, you might have to expand beyond your area. You will definitely have to expand beyond that warm list, the people you already know. So you will have to figure out a way to do that, how to meet people that you don't already know. A very simple way of doing this is to carry samples of the product with you. And wherever you go, be open to the possibility of introducing it to somebody. This last weekend, I went to a trade show in Manhattan. I wasn't supposed to be working the table, but I was drafted into doing that a little bit. The table was hosted by our Diamond Upline, Jeffrey Lewis. I think some of you may have met him at the convention in Orlando. But he hosted the table, and I was there because I lent him some of my equipment for the table. And he said, oh, I have to talk. Watch the table for me. So I was there for a while, and I did talk to some people at the table. But what I did was, what I intended to do, not working at the table, was just walked around this trade show. I had some sample of product with me. I checked out other vendors and their table, and I shared my product with them. I got their contact information, and then I follow up with email. The best way to do that is to have a system called Marketing Sense. That would be a must for all of you. I'm also going to recommend that you all get the TriHarmony Success System. Some of you that were at convention already purchased this. It's a deal, really, at under $200. You can purchase it, and I will get you the information on how you can connect with the person who created this and purchase it. And I'm going to hire you, Mary Beth, to be my scribe. So everything I'm saying, I'd like you to at least jot down and then remind me of what I committed to doing. Okay, so I can put something comprehensive together for you online that you can look at after this conference call. What many of us do when we begin distributing is, well, before I even go there, you need to all create your why. Like, you need, not create your why, but connect with your why. Define your why. Why are you doing this? That's the first thing you want to do. It's really for you. It's what drives you. What do you want to accomplish? Why are you building a Young Living business? And for all of you, that could be different. For me, a lot of it was time freedom. I wanted to be able to do something to make a living that I could talk to a lot of people on the phone. I always loved talking to people on the phone, but my job didn't allow me time, and family didn't allow me time to do that. I thought if I did Young Living, my business would be doing things on the phone with people. I'm very much a people person. I like building relationships, and I saw Young Living as a vehicle for creating an income that involved building relationships. And that was a big part of my initial why. That's not your why. Your why is whatever your why is. It's important to have that, because if you don't have a strong why, then when the going gets tough and you realize it's a lot of work involved, you'll stop doing it. So you really want to define your why. Then what you do is you make the list, your warm list, the people you know, to tell people about this. And then you have to commit to a certain amount of exposures a day. The document that I'm going to share with you after this call says commit to 2 exposures a day. I would say 1 or 2 is bare minimum. It depends how fast you want to build your business. You could do 1 a week, but you won't develop an income very quickly. You can do 5 a day, and it will happen much faster. But I would say a reasonable amount of exposures, that's introducing a new person, not a person you've already talked to, 1 or 2 a day would be very reasonable if you want to build your business in a reasonable amount of time. Ways to do this are product demonstrations, 3-way calling, conference calls such as this. So you could meet somebody somewhere. When I was, I had pizza at Pies and Pints when I was in West Virginia. Pies and Pints, there was a waitress there. I put oil on her, and had it been today, I mean, that day I invited her to the meeting, but she was working that night, so she couldn't come. But what I could have done was invited her to this conference call, had that been happening tonight. And if she was working that night, I would say, that's okay. There will be a recording of the conference call. We can listen to it together. You can invite her to a local meeting. I believe Mary Beth does regular local meetings, so you can invite the person to there. And then once in a while, there's a Young Living corporate event. So those are all ways you can bring people you've exposed to the product to something larger. Okay, I would say the easy way for you is after you do the initial introduction, get them involved with a 3-way call with Mary Beth or myself, or plug them into a recording of this conference call. Or you may simply be comfortable in enrolling them yourself. There are steps to that. Definitely after I make an initial exposure, what I do is I get their name, phone, and email. I've given them a product sample, and I put them in my business building system, Marketing Sense. The details of how to do that will be in a future call. Is there anybody on this conference call who does not have Marketing Sense yet?
I don't.
Who said that?
Pam.
Pam. Okay, so Pam, if you intend to build this as a business, Marketing Sense.
Okay.
TriHarmony Success System, but definitely Marketing Sense. It's very cost effective, and who is your sponsor, Pam?
Amy, my enroller is Amy Williams.
Okay, so get with Amy. I'm assuming Amy has Marketing Sense, and Amy will teach you how to get Marketing Sense. Correct, Amy?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can hear, yes.
I think I muted myself. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think I have that. Is that what Cynthia, have you sent me that?
Yes, we've talked about it, Amy. We can can get you started and Pam started.
Okay, well, what this is letting me know is we need to do maybe a webinar on Marketing Sense.
That
we need
would be
to
awesome.
Have it all, well, everybody on this call, get with who you need to get with in your upline or me separately from this call and get Marketing Sense, okay? That is the most powerful single business building tool. What it's going to do is follow up for you. It is a autoresponder, and what that means is it sends people emails automatically. So the fortune is in the follow-up. When you introduce somebody to Young Living, often when I introduce somebody, I'm online at a supermarket. They don't have time. I mean, I know y'all are a little bit slower, and I mean that in a positive way in West Virginia. You're more laid back. You're more relaxed, and you get places on time. People are wound up, always hyper, running around up here, and they're generally late. you guys, you're relaxed, laid back, you're in the flow, and you're on time. Very cool. But still, if you're online at a supermarket, the person there who doesn't know you from Adam or Eve, as the case may, I guess you're all Eve, doesn't know you from Eve, is not going to want to stop and talk to you for 15 minutes about Young Living products. It's not the time for it. It's the time for a quick introduction, maybe an exchange, handing them a product sample, getting their name, phone, and email. So the fortune is in the follow-up. So the next step for me with follow-up is to put them in this system that's going to send them an email a week. So in my initial introduction, I've gotten their name, phone, and email, and I've asked them permission. I say, I'm going to send you an email with a link to my website. And then they generally say, fine. And in the emails they get from Marketing Sense, they're very spam compliant, and they invite people to unsubscribe very clearly if they do not want to continue getting them. So it's a very friendly way of introducing people to the products, and the emails are excellent. They're very educational. I get them from a bunch of people whose Marketing Sense system I am in. And when I make the time to open them, which I sometimes do, I go, wow, I didn't know that. I need to order that product. So in addition, not only do you put prospects in Marketing Sense, everybody who's in your organization, who you've already enrolled, should be in Marketing Sense. And when we do the Marketing Sense call or the training on that, I'll explain how I use it. It's very simple to use. It's $20 a month. First month, which is your trial period, it only costs $1. And once three people sign up for it that you've introduced to it, you get it for free. You never pay for it again. So, and you get three websites with it and this autoresponder, this thing that sends people emails automatically. So it's the deal of the century. And it's the single most powerful business building tool that I have. The reason that you all are in Young Living now, I won't say on an energetic level, it's different that way, but on a very tangible, form-related level, is because when Mary Beth enrolled as a customer, I put her in Marketing Sense. She started getting the emails. She switched herself to getting the whole, becoming a wholesale member. She still didn't intend to distribute at that time. And then she and I connected. And it all happened because I put her in Marketing Sense. And that's this huge West Virginia team, y'all expanding out to be international, came from me having a discipline of doing that. Very powerful business building tool. So that's a must. So all of you, that's an action item. By the time of the next call, well, we may do the next call on a Marketing Sense training. I'll discuss that and see. That could very well be the theme worth our next call. Okay, so that is the flow of how I make exposures, but you can figure out other ways, and you'll have to do that, and we can get into that in later calls. What I generally do also, product parties. There's a way to have a Young Living product party, and a format for that will be, I'm probably getting ahead of myself here. Let's see. We've already been on for over a half hour, and I do not want to make this too long. So I think at this point, oh, and the other thing I'm going to leave you with, there's another thing. So Marketing Sense we're going to do next week. What I encourage you to do is learn your craft. I'm a clinical social worker. In order for me to become a clinical social worker, I went to school for 12 years, well, actually 13, kindergarten and grades 1 through 12. Then I went to college for 4 years. Then I went to college for another 2 years to get a master's degree. Then I had several years of direct practice with clinical supervision and continuing ed courses and had to study and pass a test, and then I became a clinical social worker. I'm not suggesting that you need to do all that schooling to successfully become a network marketer, but how many of you have invested time into learning your craft, into learning how to share Young Living products? There is training and learning that you might want to do. One way is Multi-Level Marketing University. It is something that is kind of pricey, but it really helped me a lot, and I can give you some training from that. When I say pricey, I think it cost me $3,000 or $4,000 for the course. It was invaluable. I'm glad I invested in it. I think a much less expensive way for you is this TriHarmony Success System for under $200. That is another deal of the century. So I encourage you all to get that and learn from that. And another thing that I'm going to encourage you to do is to subscribe to the Networking Times. It's a magazine about personal growth with the focus of network marketing. It's wonderful. And I'm thinking of that now because one of the articles from it that I will post is an article. And when you subscribe to it, it doesn't cost that much, and there is an online version, and you'll have access to all the back issues dating from when they began in 2003, I think it was, maybe 2004. So you'll have it, and it's a bi-monthly, so it's six a year. So you're going to have access to every article and every issue up to now, plus you'll get the current issue. One of the articles that I'm going to share with you now is called Don't Quit. And I was told when I began with this that I will succeed at this if I don't quit. It involves consistent self-effort. Much better to come up with an amount of time you're willing to invest with this and consistently invest in it rather than to do a whole lot all at once and burn yourself out. Remember, this is a marathon. You're in it for the long haul. It's not a sprint. So come up with an amount of time that works for you and consistently invest that amount of time into this. And that involves introducing new people to it, training yourself. At this point, that's where and acquiring the tools to do this. And don't quit. Don't quit. The name of the article, and you'll get a chance to read it. Don't quit. It's the single most important strategy, and that's what one of my upline taught me. Those of you, I think Mary Beth met him, Mario, taught me that. Don't quit. And I didn't quit, and I am a success at this. So if you don't quit, you will succeed. I know that. Okay. At this point, I'm going to open it up to some Q&A. Any questions? No. Are you all unmuted?
Yes.
I think
so. I'm unmuted. I'm just, it's a lot of good information, James, and I'm considering what you said to make sure that I've got it clear before I formulate a question.
Okay. And who's this that's talking?
It's Cynthia. My apologies. I actually do
Cynthia,
have a question.
You called from a different number. Oh, you didn't call in last week. Okay. That
no,
is right. You see, my software shows me your name with the number, but because you didn't call in, okay. Very good. I didn't. You came in a little late, so I didn't want to interrupt the flow of the call to.
So you were talking about introducing products new to people, and in the presentation you gave, you talked also about, or I guess was it Nick who gave the business building presentation, talked about listening to people, and you have said that you introduce people sometimes in the grocery store, supermarket line, that sort of thing. Have you found that you just sort of strike up a conversation, and then what ends up happening is you ask them how they're doing, and they might say, well, I've got a headache, and you have peppermint with you, and you offer that with your card and a small sample in one of the little drams? Or Can you be a little more specific about it, or would you rather wait and do that on another call?
That's a good question. So listening is vital. And so I'm always looking and listening. I'm online, and I may not even have to strike up a conversation. I hear somebody coughing or see somebody coughing. It's obvious they have a cold, and I ask them how they're doing. And then I do offer them peppermint, just as you said. I'll offer them a drop of peppermint, a drop of Thieves, and then exchange the sample for their contact information. That's exactly how I do it. Another thing that I do is I'm a product of the product, so I wear the oils. I always anoint myself in the morning, and that I did before I began distributing. I just love the products. I wear them, and I've been somewhere in a supermarket at a Whole Foods, and I remember some woman sidling up next to me and go, "Ah, you smell fantastic." So that was an end to a conversation. Just by exuding this high vibration and aroma, we often attract comments about us. Listening and looking is always important. And I do strike up conversations. I'll be looking for somebody that has maybe a baby and is having the babies like crying or something, and I might ask about that and then offer what I have to offer to help. Or somebody might have a cast on their arm, and I've offered to help with that. So it always involves listening and then responding to what that person's need. It's always about how I can serve, not about my agenda. It's what I can do to help you. And that's what I'm looking and listening for, and then offering what I have. I've experimented with things before in directing the flow of the conversation. In the past, at one time, I was looking to attract business builders and not really leading with the product. I was playing with this for a while. So I used to get stuff printed out, and I would go to the printer, and I would be getting a whole bunch of documents printed out for whatever meeting I was doing. And the printer would go, "Oh," and he'd be like frazzled, and I'd go, "Oh, you're very busy." And he'd go, "Yeah." And I go, "Well, that's good. I can see they're really paying you well for the work you're doing." And, of course, he would kind of laugh and shake his head and, "No, they're not paying me well," which is a skill to introduce it that way, because if I said, "You have such a dump of a job, they don't pay you well, why don't you do what I have to offer?" He'd go, "Later for you, I'm doing great." But if I introduce it in a different way, like, "Oh, I can see you're real busy and working hard, I know they're really compensating you for the work they do," knowing full well he's a clerk at a printer's and he's not making much money, it attracts the, "No, I'm not getting paid well." And then and I can go in with what I have to offer that he can develop another income. So that's something I learned from by learning the craft of network marketing through trainings that I've gone to. So that's a way you could lead with the business. And I have a whole approach for that I could share. With that said, I no longer do that. I lead with the product. That's my preference. That's what I'd like to do. And I found that people that are attracted to Young Living are generally product people first, and then they become interested in the business after coming in with the product. So I now lead with the product. Did that answer your question, or did it beg another question, Cynthia?
No, I think that was very complete. Thank you, James. I appreciate that.
Okay, so Mary Beth's been my scribe, and she's recorded all my action items for this call. Do we have any more questions? I mean, I'm available now. The call's officially over for any of you that need to get off. I don't want to keep you on, but if anybody has another question, I am here to answer. Okay. I will assume by the silence that's a no, so I'm going to stop the recording. Oh, you know, let's see. I guess to stop it, if I click, what happens if I click